views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, authors, and teachers helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. Remember, you can find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, etc., just by searching for Lucid Planet Radio. And I would also love it if you connected with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as following the happenings of my weird and wonderful life on my new Instagram account, / The Lucid Planet. Well, today's show is hopefully designed to bring us some much needed peace, love, and good vibes. You know, there is a lot of craziness in the world right now between the election, the conflict at Standing Rock in North Dakota, and really all of the conflict we are seeing in our world. It can make people feel incredibly depressed, lost, hopeless, confused, etc. And so my question really for myself today, and I'm not saying we're going to come up with the answer in the show, but is really, how do we make sense of the suffering of the human condition and find peace within ourselves, even when there's so much chaos outside? So today's show, really, I'm totally relieved and happy to be exploring the spiritual side of life today, or really the spiritual journey through life. And I'm thrilled to welcome to the show Raghu Marcus. He is the executive director of the Ram Dass Love, Serve, Remember Foundation. And his Mind Rolling podcast, which is super cool, is part of the Be Here Now network. Now, many of my listeners have heard me talk about Ram Dass, or maybe you haven't, but he's really one of my greatest inspirations in my transformational journey in my own life. His writings, his teaching. I was even very fortunate to attend one of his retreats in Hawaii a couple of years ago. And this was like 3 weeks before I had a near-death experience that completely changed my life. It was very serendipitous. And so I guess I could say I'm like the ultimate Ram Dass fangirl, if that's a thing. So really my theme for today is that it's never too late for transformation. And in fact, we're always transforming. And sometimes your spiritual transformation can happen in the weirdest and most unexpected ways. And so my guest today, Raghu Marcus, he actually spent 2 years in India with Maharaji, Neem Karoli Baba, and Ram Dass. And I can't wait to hear about that. And he's also been involved in a lot of this transformational media and music for a very long time, really pioneered from the early 70s when he was program director of KCGM FM in Montreal. In 1974, he collaborated with Ram Dass on the box set for Love, Serve, Remember. And in 1990, he launched Triloka Records and Karuna Music in Los Angeles, California. And Triloka has established itself as a critical leader in the development of world music. And after 17 years, it was home to artists like Krishna Dass, wow, as well as Hugh Masekela, Walela, Jai Uttal, and transformational media projects featuring Ram Dass, Deepak Chopra, and more. Really awesome. I'm a big fan of Jai Uttal in particular. I actually have his CD in my car and I like drive around listening to it and singing. Yeah. It's really awesome when you're in traffic. But anyway, on that note, let's please welcome Raghu. Raghu Marcus, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Kelly. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. By the way, you reminded me when you started talking about what's going on in the world today in our country, and talking about a little bit of peace and a little bit of love. Remember that song? I think Elvis Costello made it famous. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Oh, yeah.
Right. That should be the theme of this show.
Okay, there we go. Well, we're there. Nailed it. And of course, Raghu has much more experience. I am like a media baby. You know, you have so much experience, and it's really awe-inspiring and awesome to have you on and to learn about all of these different things. You know, the transformational media thing is something that there's so many people interested in it. And it's such a deviation from like the corporatocracy media, right? And we're seeing it more and more. And I guess I'm wondering, you know, starting out, what brought you to this place? What is the guiding force in this journey that has taken you here?
Well, you know, a lot of the things that were going on back when I was, you know, much younger and through the college days and all that, they're very similar to what's going on now. I mean, there's this one, of course, huge elephant in the room that wasn't there then, although I'm speaking of the presidential race. And, of course, by the time this show hits, we'll know what happened with that. But certainly back then, you know, we had Richard Nixon, for instance, in the early 70s and so on. He wasn't the most popular figure either. The Vietnam War was going on. There was a lot of strife. There was a lot of strife between people who were protesting as what's going on in the Dakotas right now. So I always find there's an interesting arc from the late 60s, early 70s to what is happening now. The polarization, the social unrest, we didn't have the kind of terrorism that we have now. So that's really an added effect. So
climate change is, even worse.
Way more pronounced. Although there was, there was stuff around nuclear moving. I remember Ram Dass was involved. We were involved in New Mexico and they wanted to move nuclear fuel, fuel that had been used to another spot, and people didn't want that going through their town. You know, so there was some similar things environmentally, of course, then. Yeah. So all to say that it was a pretty challenged time, and I was a pretty unhappy young man at the time. Music to me was the one saving grace. That was when, Dylan came and kind of expressed a lot of what we
Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, Mr. Nobel Prize winner. Yeah,
that's great.
And actually for me at that time, and I tell this story often because it's so meaningful to me, but I had my first real out-of-body experience, and it wasn't through meditating or anything. I went to see John Coltrane. And he played, you all know John Coltrane? Do you know, he's a famous jazz guy? Who is one of the most spiritual people in music ever. He started playing my favorite things on a soprano saxophone. And I literally, I can still be in that moment any time I recall it. It was so powerful and transforming for me. That plus obviously what happened next was the whole psychedelic revolution, right? And so those two things gave me the realization there is something else that can happen where I can actually be happy. That was my first spark. And so then I became open to it. And then one day, I ended up in my early 20s, I was the program director of a major rock and roll station in Montreal, which you mentioned. And one day somebody called up and said, listen, we'd like you to announce a lecture happening at McGill University in Montreal by Ram Dass. And I went, Ram Dass? What's Ram Dass? What's a Ram Dass?
What's a Ram Dass?
and the person said, oh, you know, Richard Alpert and Tim Leary, the Harvard. Oh, my God. I said, oh, I love them. Okay, well, you must have a lecture, a previous recording or something. Send it over to the station and let me see. So they sent it over. It was like in the middle of the week at lunchtime. And I went into a studio and I started listening. And, you know, here was like the most honest person I ever heard in my life, who was so sincere and so warm. And everything he said, I just trusted. Just by the tone of his voice, somehow it just reached me and it gave me another breath of fresh air of, oh, okay, it can be okay, mm-hmm. you know. So I said, yeah, we'll support this. And then I put that talk on the air. I mean, I had the, I don't
That's
know
awesome.
What the owner would have thought of that. I don't know if he was actually, he was into this kind of stuff anyhow, in the end. And the switchboard lit up, people went crazy. I ran out and I said, I got to meet you. And so they told me where he was and I was going to get him and drag him back to the station and interview him. And so nobody else was there. He opened the door of this place, a very simple duplex that he was staying in. And I'd introduce myself and he, you know, of course he's so famous for the book Be Here Now, right? Mm-hmm. And famous for that aphorism and famous for really helping people be in the moment and not in the past and not in the future. And in that moment, he expressed that by his being. He completely contacted me with his eyes and it was like he had no attention going anywhere but me in that moment. I don't think I ever had somebody pay that much attention to me in any moment. Maybe my mother when I was a kid, you know, baby or something, you know, but nothing like this. So it was like this tremendous presence of attention and it created, and then we talked for a bit, but what it did was create this level of trust. And if we're, you know, the first step and we talked about peace, love, and understanding, right? The first way to get anywhere near that embodying those words mm-hmm. is trust. We have to have a trust that starts to create a real connection with our intuitive selves by virtue of that trust. Now, that trust can come from being with another person. It can come from something you read. It can come from, a musical experience. I mean, it can come in so many different ways. But in that moment, I had that trust with Ram Dass. And
I love this story. We're going to take a quick break, Raghu. And when we come back, we are going to learn more about this Ram Dass and the journey that it took you on. I can't wait to hear it. So stick with us and we will be right back after the break.
You. Yes, you. Can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Raghu Marcus, who is talking with us about Ram Dass, mind drilling, Maharaji, and more. All the peace, love, good vibes, and things. If you're just tuning in, we left off with Raghu coming face-to-face with Ram Dass and feeling this experience of presence and trust and the alchemy of that moment. And so, Raghu, what happened next?
So what happened next, of course, I had the power of a 50,000 watt station. So I started playing his talks, and I can't tell you how many people in Montreal ended up in India because of that, you know, to try and find the guru. And, but the next thing was Ram Dass used to have these gatherings at his father's farm in New Hampshire. And so we were going to them and got to know him a little bit. And it was at the time, what was happening was the collecting of his lectures and talks to create the book Be Here Now. So it was an interesting time period at that time. I found out he was going to India. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I want to go. Now, when he came back from India, he was told by Neem Karoli Baba. By the way, this has nothing to do with Maharishi. People get a little, you know, Maharaji means great king, and the sweepers in the hotels are called that. You know, it's an honorific that's sometimes used in a pejorative way, in a funny way. But it was Neem Karoli Maharaj, Neem Karoli Baba. He was told, don't say anything about me to Ram Dass when you go to America. Don't talk about me. Right. Of course, that's all he did was talk about him, but he never mentioned his name, and he never said where he was in India. And so, and any time anybody had asked, he said, I can't tell you that. So me, and you know who Krishna Dass is, I think, Kelly.
Yes, I do.
So he and I and other people like Danny Goleman, who wrote Emotional Intelligence, you know, many, Dr. Larry Brilliant, who, by the way, has a fantastic book called Sometimes Brilliant. It's a little promo for Larry's book. But I would tell you, if it was just you and me talking, you know, get that book. We bugged him enough. So he said, okay, all right, I'll tell you where you should write to. And for me, he told me to write to him. Bang, I go to India. And long and the short of it, he wasn't easy to find. And he ended up, we had to go up into the foothills of the Himalayas to find him. And Ram Dass pointed me in that direction. And then, again, this is all on the steam of this enormous trust that what he was saying was absolutely 100%. And he was really honest. I mean, Kelly, you've been there, so you've seen him. But even in the back in the day before his stroke, when he was like the, you know, spiritual Lenny Bruce as a lecturer, he was able to really set this stuff up so in a way that you could really absorb it. And so he obviously it was an enormous siddhi in India, spiritual power that he had to be able to do that. So on the steam of this trust, I ended up and somebody got me and Krishnadas and a couple other friends down to this temple in the foothills of the Himalaya. I mean, it's like going to, you know, Lost Horizons, you know, that movie that made many decades ago about finding the Tibetans in the middle of it was like I was living that. It was like, wow, this is cool. Unbelievable. Anyhow, so I'm sitting there, and then he comes out the door, and then I realize, and this experience, by the way, if you ask any of the, and there was maybe a couple hundred Westerners who ended up seeing him, which now sounds like, wow, that's nothing, right? They'll all tell you the same thing. It was like, oh God, I'm home. It was a feeling of being completely, utterly relaxed at home in the moment. With all those words that, you know, people put to an experience, which never say what it is, because it's impossible, it's an ineffable thing. But the one of the things that happened, aside from home, oh wait, I know you from forever. I don't know how I know you, but I know you. And and here's somebody, there's nobody there. There's not like an interactive person that you're worried about. What are they thinking about you or this, that? You know, when you meet somebody, there's, oh, hi. And then there's always a little bit of dance that's going. There was no dance. There was no nothing. It was a one-way street. And one of the thoughts that I had was, oh, geez, that's what Ram Dass was all about. It had nothing to do. I mean, it didn't have anything to do with him, but he was just a vehicle for whatever this energy is, whatever in the hell you want to call it. In all these decades, I couldn't tell you what to call it. Certainly peace, love, and compassion would be some of the words that you would use of just somebody who was just steeped in that. And you could, he represented the potential that we all have. So and the first thing I thought of was, okay, that's the end of my life as I know it. Now I just got to live through whatever propensities that I have carried through from karma, quote unquote, from previous lives into this life. I mean, I knew the philosophy before I met Ram Dass and then met Neem Karoli Baba. But at that point, there started to be an experiential part that I connected with in myself that turned that trust into a intuitive faith that started to grow. And I knew this is all going to be shed. And of course, you know, as the Buddha said, life is suffering and you certainly have to get acquainted with it. And I certainly did over, you know, many, many years, obviously, as everyone does. But there was always this point of view from another place that was not so caught in my mind, in my emotions, in my senses. And I could always remember that one point from that trust. I think that because it's such a, it's faith is a difficult term. It's very religious and, you know, it's like
loaded.
Yeah, it's loaded. Trust is something you can really, you know, relate with. And I always express that whenever I'm with people or at these retreats and so on. I always try and bring that in because I think it's the first step to any kind of peace, love, or understanding or compassion.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I guess my question is, we have these spiritual awakenings or these transformative experiences where we feel that trust or that faith. But I wonder if in your case, because I've definitely experienced it where you start questioning if what you experienced was real or does it stay with you forever? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the fortunate part is that I would have thought that because I had psychedelic experiences that I would look back. You know, they were very unitive. And in fact, I certainly think that it was some kind of it helped in preparation for meeting somebody like this. But I might have looked back on those experiences and goes, well, you know, it's a drug. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Yeah. But not in this case. In this case, it was, well, first of all, it was over, you know, a decent period of time in my life. And when, you know, somebody's confronting you day to day and knows everything about you, past, present, and future, and says it, you can, you know, it's like getting hit over the head by a hammer. You can no longer trust that your mind is it. You just, you are blown away.
And they love you anyway. They love you for it anyway.
That famous story of Ram Dass, right? When he first meets Neem Karoli Baba. I mean, quickly, he meets him, and first of all that Neem Karoli Maharaji did was, hey, you got a nice car, can I have it? And that just set Ram Dass off into the most paranoid, like, horror. Yeah, I knew it'd be like this. You meet a guru, and they just take your money. And so, you know, he went into that spin, because he was pretty uptight at that time, because he had not been able to find a map of consciousness through acid, and so now he was looking for it in India. And so the next thing Maharaji said, so you're out in the under the stars, yes, and you were thinking about your mother, yeah, and she died recently. His mother had died 6 months previously, and at that point he goes, well, okay, wait, this is a little weird. How does he know this? And then the next thing was, she got very large in her belly. She died her spleen, and she died of spleen cancer. He said spleen in English. He did not speak English. And Ram Dass at that moment, he fell apart. Okay, that was the transformational moment. And when he told that in lectures, we all totally believed it. We trusted that he was not, that was real. And the next thing, Ram Dass looks down and has all these other crazy thoughts, and he goes, oh God, if he knows that, he knows everything I'm thinking. He knows everything I don't want anybody to know.
Yep.
And the next thing he looks up and Maharaji's just there completely present, you know, unconditionally loving it all. And Ram Dass, as he says to this day, and I'm sure he said in the retreat that you went to, he never experienced that kind of love, that kind of love that had no conditions set to it whatsoever. You know, no matter how bad you think, you know, we all think we're bad in some way because we identify with some of the thoughts that go through our head. And so that was a very, very powerful experience. So those kinds of experiences, Kelly, they never leave you. And I have never looked back and go, did that really happen? Or was that real? No.
I love that. I really, speaking of love, I really would love to talk more about unconditional love when we come back from the break. We will be back in a few minutes. Me and Raghu Marcus, we are going to talk more about what is mind rolling, about Ram Dass, and just about how to bring more peace and love into our lives in these crazy times. So stick with us and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Raghu Marcus, who's talking with us about his journey to the East with Ram Dass and Maharaji and mind rolling and all of the ways of dealing with our crazy world, or some of the ways. Before we continue, though, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you, Raghu, to find out more about your podcast, Mind Rolling, and Love, Serve, Remember, and so on.
So, sure. So Mind Rolling was created really to give people a chance to absorb some of what it is that we've had given to us since those years in India, but in a way that's practical and no pontificating, no isms. You don't need to be a Buddhist, you don't need to be a Hindu, or you don't need anything like that. And what we're talking about is just the way that Ram Dass has presented the material himself over these many years in a very down-to-earth practical way. So Mind Rolling is our attempt to have people get what they need to help them on a day-to-day basis. And to further that, so I've been doing Mind Rolling. To further that, we created what's called the Be Here Now Network. So Ram Dass's Be Here Now Network, and includes some of the people that we've been working with for many years: Jack Kornfield, Sharon Salzberg, Joseph Goldstein, Krishna Das. Of course, Ram Dass's podcast, as I do with him, is on there as well. Lama Surya Das. We're just expanding it so that there's this network of absolutely incredible teachers who are sharing their heart wisdom. And so
wonderful.
You can go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/mindrolling. And you can find me there. And then, of course, if you just go to BeHereNowNetwork.com, you'll see all these other teachers and so on. So certainly a good way to share in some really wonderful teachings. And we have an app now, by the way. I have to smartphone app.
I have it. It's great. I use it.
Well, you may have the Ram Dass one. We have a new one called the Heart Mind app, which has all of the teachers. The Ram Dass app is just Ram Dass centric. But the heart mind, and it has a course in it called Life in Balance that will absolutely help people on a day-to-day basis. It's culled from the podcasts that I've done with all these, and all the way to people like the Dalai Lama's interpreter, Thupten Jinpa. So yes, so there you go with all of that, and
That is great. I think we can agree that now more than ever, we need these teachings and we need a way to access them that isn't, you know, we don't, not everybody right now can kind of like go to India and find a guru. We're living in this world where we kind of need to be here fighting the good fight, but also enriching our souls at the same time. And so I think this is really great. And, what do you think? I mean, I know we've talked about unconditional love, Raghu, and I'm curious, do you think that that is part of what's missing right now or part of what the struggle is in our society is our inability to connect to that same type of unconditional love that the Baba was able to connect with?
Yes, for sure. And by the way, everybody, no need to go to India. That did happen to a bunch of us back in the day. And of course, many people have gone there and still go there, especially mm-hmm. with how ubiquitous yoga is these days. But, and in fact, a true representation of the divine, shall we say, which is a being that's beyond duality, like a Neem Karoli Baba, doesn't need a body. Mm-hmm. to connect with people. I have seen it with my own eyes for many years. Like I say, there was only a couple hundred of us went over there, and maybe only 100 of those people I actually know where they are in contact with. But thousands, tens of thousands have been he's connected with. So they find you. You don't find them. So you don't have to go anywhere. If you're told to, if somehow you have a dream, I got to go to India, go to India, you know. But all of this is because of the digital age. All of this is so available now. And the work that we do at the Love, Serve, Remember Foundation with both Ramdas.org and BeHereNowNetwork.com is really instigated by, I'll tell you, by him. Mm. And I'll tell you, when I was first with him.
I love that.
Well, it's crazy. When I was first with him in the first few days, or first months or whatever, I don't remember exactly, he said, what do you do back in the West? What's my work? So I'm thinking, you know, it's all through a translator. So I'm thinking, how can I tell him that, see, I was the program director of a rock and roll station in Montreal, right? I'm trying to figure out how, because, you know, they don't know what program director or anything. Before I could say anything, he pointed his finger up at me and he went, in English, broadcaster. And that wasn't surprising because I knew he knew by that point. I knew he knew everything. How, you know, he could dip into the place where it's all available, whatever that is. I have no idea. All I know is that happened, and the rest of my life has been all about broadcasting, either working in media, or like when I first met Ram Dass, I was a nut. I was putting this stuff up on the air all the time, and I was telling people, I'm still doing that today, you know, so I have this impulse in me, you know, around that. I mean, is this needed today? It's needed forever, any day. I mean, we are in a particularly really rough period. There's no doubt about that, between what's going on politically and no matter what happens, as we said before, this will air after the election, which is just in a few days. But there is that polarization is not going away, no matter who gets in. Societal us and me and them, whatever, however you want to put it, is just really tough, and. And the kinds of things that are going on around the world, and as I said, the environment. I mean, there's so many issues that it's really tough. But it's not like it's needed now. We don't need it. We won't need it in 10 years, or we didn't need it 20 years ago. You know, it's not
because, we'll always need it.
Yeah, I mean, what we're talking about is, of course, a very, very difficult. That's love, everyone. So Maharaji said to us, he didn't teach, he didn't give, he didn't do anything, no book, there's nothing. He would say, love everyone, serve everyone, and remember God. That's why we have the Love, Serve, Remember Foundation. It's just, that's all he said, basically. I mean, he said a lot of different things, but certainly that was the core. And how do you love everyone?
Oof.
you know? How do
right,
you
with all the injustice.
You know, it's a very tall order. And it certainly has to start with yourself, because most of us don't like ourselves. Some of us like ourselves, but don't love ourselves because of our association that we associate ourselves with our thoughts, with our with our jobs, with our actions, with our speech, right? Where we're not always right on with all of that. And so it has to start with ourselves. And the only way that you can even begin to develop that within yourself. Now, you had this extraordinary experience, I know about Kelly, and because you told me in a note. And it sometimes takes that kind of thing to push one inside so that they actually realize, I need to do work. I need to do some kind of practice so that I am not constantly identified with this craziness that's in my mind. So if you don't, you have to start there. And I tell everybody, that's why I was telling you a little bit ago that we have this, this is a good time to give this resource. There's a resource we created that's very, very basic on ramdas.org. And it what it is a resource page. It's 17 ways to use meditation for anxiety and stress.
Oh, wow. Yes, please.
And it has a lot of different things from Ram Dass. There's actually a meditation from Ram Dass that you can just stream or download. But it's a very useful, and it took quite a long time to create because it's created in the most practical sense possible. There is no, it's very little about quote unquote spirituality and arcaneness of anything. And it's ramdass.org/meditation-for-anxiety-and-stress. That's a lot of stuff that we'll have to put up on your page or something.
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you. Because it's amazing how, and, you know, I just want to say quickly before we take our last break, which is, you know, we sometimes fall off the horse and it's okay. A lot of people, they're afraid to start meditating, or they start and then they kind of slack and then they feel bad. And like, there's never anything to feel bad about. Wherever you are in your process is great. And you can always do tiny little things to help get yourself to where you want to be and not punish yourself. Like, beating yourself up for not meditating is like worse than the not meditating, if that makes sense.
Right.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It's, yes.
know, so everyone can experiment with this stuff. We're going to talk more. We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, Raghu Marcus and I will wrap up the show. Gosh, it goes by so fast. We're going to talk more about kind of spiritual transformation and kind of how to cope with today's crazy world, and, you know, how the messages of Ram Dass and Love Server Member and Maharaji can kind of help guide us in the future. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives.
But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the archangels, from the ascended masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the ascended masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Raghu Marcus talking about spirituality, how to relieve your stress and anxiety using these very simple techniques, and also talking more about Neem Karoli Baba and that message of unconditional love. So Raghu, you know, we talk about the type of being that Maharaji was and really still is. I definitely believe, and maybe it's that faith or that internal trust, that his energy is around us, and that, you know, we can ask for his help. I have asked for his help and had answers in dreams or meditations that have come through. So I really believe that energy that he created in the physical form is still around us, in kind of, you know, maybe another dimension, or who knows, or maybe just the energy of that.
No, and some of it's right on this plane. I had this past summer, a young man wrote to us and said, "I have to meet Ram Dass." "Oh yeah, why?" "Well, I just had this experience. I don't know what to do with it. I'm going to go to Maui." It was in Connecticut or something, or North Carolina. And anyhow, his story, just briefly, is he's walking around his town, and he's, you know, a bit of a— he obviously, his mother knew who Ram Dass was and all of that. Red Be Here Now. I think he's 19, 20 years old. And he bumps into somebody that sort of— he looks a little itinerant, or, you know, an older person. And that person comes up to him and says to him, "Love everyone." And he goes, "What? Get out of here." And off he goes. And then sure enough, he meets this person around town, right? Several more times. And then he's at his mother's house, and suddenly he pulls out that book, Be Here Now, and looks through the book, and there it is. Oh, my God, that's the guy. You know, so, I mean, who knows? You know, these people, these beings that have gone beyond we can't understand this stuff. Okay,
there's nothing,
but they don't need a body, and that's for sure. And what you experience, and you have experienced it yourself. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, but that's less important, because again, if you're supposed to meet that person,
will find you.
They'll get you, just like you were gotten. You know, they found you. He found.
Totally.
That's just the way that works. And it's an energy. It's beyond, you know, the body, beyond a physical. I mean, you know, anybody who's had any kind of experience everybody's had some kind of experience of, for a moment, just being at one with everything, not even through a psychedelic. For me, it was music. For other people, it could be just reading something in a book. For other people, it could be, you know, somebody doing something so kind that you just let go in that moment. And that's why, that's what happened when we were with Maharaji. There, you stopped thinking about yourself. Can you imagine not thinking about yourself for 1 minute?
Yeah, it sounds very relaxing.
Right? So you're just, oh, okay, I can let go, you know? And you're just in this space of no, that is not time, you're not thinking about what time it is. Actually, one day I looked up the clock and I was with Maharaji and I actually looked up at the clock. I don't know why I was looking up the clock. He said, you got to go somewhere. He jived me. Basically that you're in a moment. It's a very full moment. And once you have that experience, and we were very fortunate to have that experience, then it is something that can be developed further through practice. So, and it's something that can be shared, just like you shared in that. When we go do those retreats in Maui with Ram Dass and Krishnas and Jack, Sharon, whoever we have, the biggest thing about them isn't the material is great, the meditations are great, the chanting's great, the yoga's great, but the real thing is that that place that we share that seems like some kind of common heart. Everybody's in one, you know, one zone for those 5 days. We're all in that time. That is the same place that we had when we were in India. So it proves you do not need to go to India, and that can be created. And certainly community, by the way, I have found, and it's the most important thing that we can do. So people are looking, well, how can I get to even hear about some of this?
Yes.
Go to your local yoga center, look on the net locally who teaches. You go do a Buddhist meditation course, you know, called Vipassana. Just find stuff you like singing, so go to a chant thing. Just start somewhere where you can just gather with people that are of the same mindset, that they want to go further inside and understand themselves, just that basic thing. And one of the ways to do that is through meditation, for sure. And you know how many people have said to me, meditation? I can't do that. My mind's crazy.
I was literally that person, 100%.
Really? Yep. You know what I say to people? Yeah, my mind is completely blank all the time. I don't have that problem. Why do you have that problem?
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? We're all like that, you know?
Right? And the world is nuts. I mean, of course we're like that.
No, we all have monkey mind. I don't care. All the way,
brain.
You know? And the only being that I met that didn't have monkey mind is Neem Karoli Baba, okay, period. Yeah. Well, I met a few other of saints at that time. I was fortunate enough to. But absolutely meditation. And by the way, you said don't judge yourself. We were talking before we got back up. Yeah, well, one of the most important things, everyone, you just need to find a meditation that brings you to one point. That's the first thing you need to do. And once you get into, and that one point can be, for me, it's the easiest thing is breath. It can be mantra, it can be a candle, it doesn't matter. But I use breath, just natural breath in a it's called Vipassana meditation. And you can easily find it. Sharon Salzberg is an incredible proponent of it. And you can look her up as well. But basically the primary tenet of it is as you're focusing on your breath, the next thing you know, you're thinking about, what am I going to have for lunch and when am I going to meet so-and-so? And you may get lost for 10 minutes the first time, 20 minutes, whatever. But if you keep doing it, even just start 5 minutes a day, all you got to do, and this is something from Sharon, is the beauty is you can always go back. You remember, I'm lost. You go back to just the sensation of the breath either going in and out of your belly or in and out of your nostril. So start with just that and talk about, you know, the beginning of being able to deal with anxiety and stress and the beginning of being able to know oneself.
That is just lovely. And I think it's really important because we live in, you know, this achievement oriented society where it's like, I got to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And we can turn that inward to ourselves And then even our spiritual practice or our relaxation self-care practice is like the self-competition. And you know, again, and I we use the word spiritual kind of loosely here. It's, we don't have the best language to describe this. And I just wanted to point out at the end here that none of this is like religious. There's no dogma. You don't have to worship anyone. That's not what this is about at all. This is just much more about your relationship with yourself.
Mm.
And, right. Wouldn't you agree?
Rob? Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, in order for us to help anybody, this planet, what's going on with the polarization, in order to help anything, to even go to South Dakota and protest, you can't do it with anger. You have to really deal with that inside yourself. You have to get to a place where you realize everybody, no matter how bad you think they are, wants to be happy. They are no different than you. It's extraordinarily difficult. And if you're identified with your thoughts all the time, it's almost impossible. So again, back to, we got to work on ourselves to get our hearts straight before we can help anybody else get theirs straight.
I think that is the best advice. Thank you so much, Raghu Marcus, for coming on the show. He's absolutely right, which is we cannot take the problems of the world inside of us until we've dealt with our own crap. Yeah. And that's a process. I hope that this show has brought everybody a little bit of peace, love, understanding, and good vibes. And I know it did for me. And I want to thank everyone as well who's tuning in every week to Lucid Planet Radio. We are live every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget, you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com. And of course, you can find out much more about Raghu Marcus, the Mind Rolling Podcast, and Love Server Member Foundation and all kinds of great inspiring content by visiting the BeHereNowNetwork.com. So on that note, light and love. Thank you so much, Raghu, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
It's been lovely. And light and love to everyone. And keep those good vibes going through the weekend. And I will see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.